I didn't have any intention on preaching today because we have basically got
5 reflections throughout the service. And then Friday evening happened. And when Friday evening happened, I knew I had to at least say something and reflect for at least a moment. So I am going to offer a reflection, not a sermon, a reflection. And in that, I'm not going to be talking about the lectionary readings today, but more about our experience of this past week. The Lord be with you. Let us pray. Gracious and holy God, you give us the gift of faith and hope and trust. Help us to always be mindful of that, no matter what we live with in our lives or in our world. Help us to know that you are present with us, your hand is upon us, and your peace is indeed within us. In Christ's name we pray. Amen. As I listened to our lectionary readings even this morning, one of the things that I realized is, look at the words again to Hannah's song. They so much apply to what we have experienced these last few days. And even as Leonard read the gospel as well, about God's kingdom that is to come is greater than anything that we might experience in this world. But I don't want to talk about those two readings. What's to be said this morning? What's to be said about the horrific tragedies in Paris just a few days ago? And in truth, not just in Paris, but the travesties and the injustice in Beirut and Baghdad and Syria and so many other places too. Terrorism, hatred, violence, oppression. What are we to say? What are we to do? And the truth is, there is only one thing we can do, and that is remain faithful, remain trusting, and remain hopeful in God who is with us in the midst of the struggles, in the midst of the trials, in the midst of the stresses, in the midst of the challenges, and in the midst of the chaos. And remember, God weeps when we weep. God struggles when we struggle. God is sad when we are sad. And what do we need to lean on? With all the various hardships and tragedies throughout our world in this time, and there are so many, the answer is simple, but not easy. We need to embrace and hold on to our faith. We need to embrace and hold on to the good news and the promise of the gospel of Jesus Christ. This past weekend, we had our diocesan synod. And at the beginning of synod on Friday morning, Archbishop Johnson, in his charge to synod, asked this question: what kind of spirituality will enable pastoral leaders to live consciously at the edge of chaos? Listen to that question again. What kind of spirituality will enable pastoral leaders to live consciously at the edge of chaos? Now remember, this was Friday morning. He didn't know how prophetic that question would be on the world scale just a few short hours later. And it's a question not just for pastoral leaders, as in the ordained, those who wear a clerical collar, but rather a question for each and every one of us as followers of Jesus Christ, trying to live faithfully at the edge of chaos, whether it's chaos in the world or chaos in our own lives. I want to give us 3 things. 3 things that aren't answers to why it happens, but 3 things that we need to hold on to in the midst of what has happened. The first is a passage from Paul's letter to the Romans, chapter 8. Paul wrote, "It is Christ Jesus who died, yes, who was raised, who is at the right hand of God, who indeed intercedes for us. Who will separate us from the love of Christ? Will hardship or distress or persecution or famine or nakedness or peril or sword? No. In all of these things, we are more than conquerors through Him who loved us. For I am convinced that neither death nor life, nor angels nor rulers, nor things present nor things to come, nor powers nor height nor depth, nor anything else in all creation will be able to separate us from the love of God in Jesus Christ our Lord. Brothers and sisters in Christ, nothing, not even terrorism or terrorists, can separate us from the love of God in Jesus Christ our Lord. Nothing. The second is a passage from Paul's second letter to the Corinthians. Paul writes, "We have this treasure in clay jars, so that it may be made clear that this extraordinary power belongs to God and does not come from us. We are afflicted in every way, but not crushed. Perplexed, but not driven to despair. Persecuted, but not forsaken. Struck down, but not destroyed. Always carrying in the body the death of Jesus, so that the life of Jesus may be made visible in our bodies." Yes, we do share the scars of our humanity, and those scars go deep, deep within us. But we also share the gift, the hope, and the promise of the resurrected Christ too. That is the center of our being. And we can never, never forget that, no matter what is assailing us in our lives or in our world. And finally, a prayer that I read over Facebook, and it was a prayer that was very meaningful to me when I read it. And I share it with us this morning, hoping it will be meaningful for you too. God, we are weary. Weary of attacks and chaos. We are shaken by the news that so many lives have been wounded and killed in Paris and Beirut and in so many other places too. We are tired of being scared and wondering when the next attack will happen. We are weeping with the families as they mourn and cry out in the night. We are grateful that when we walk through the valley of the shadow of death, You are with us. We are hopeful that Your love is bigger than our hate and stronger than our malice towards our brothers and sisters. We are praying that You would reveal Your peace this day, not only in Paris and Beirut, but throughout Your whole world. And finally, God, we are seeking Your light, and we ask that it would shine bright from that city of lights in the midst of this dark world. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen.